Last year, as every year, we stood in front of the king and we asked for life. We pleaded guilty. Our plea was definitely guilty. And we plea bargained and we asked for life and we received it. We got the pardon. We got what we wanted. We received our life. We pretty much got a pretty good life. Everybody here had a pretty good year. There's no one here who had major catastrophes, Baruch Hashem. There's nobody here who had really, if you're asking if it was a good year, was it? So the question is, are we happier? I'm not asking if you're going to ask for the exact same things this year. That's not what I'm asking. Are you happier now that the year is over and you got what you wanted? You received what you asked for. Again, everything, I don't know if everybody gets everything. But did you get, for the most part, what you were asking for? And usually, almost always, the answer is yes. But if I ask you if you're happy, usually, the answer is not really. Not any happier. I'm about the same. Where I am now, in comparison to where I am last year, not so sure if there's that much of a difference, if there's that big of a difference from where I am now to where it was. So why? Why aren't we happy? We got what we wanted. If a person would go to court after murdering somebody and plea bargained his way down to a, all right, instead of giving you a life sentence or 40 years in jail, I'll let you have 6 months of probation. You'd be ecstatic. You'd be screaming for joy. So granted, what you did the year before may not have been murder. So maybe you didn't do anything that bad that you feel that you have to plea bargain your way down for. But nonetheless, we know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah. It's all over Parshas Kisavo. If we don't do the right things and we don't listen, then we get punished. And there are horrible punishments, like the Dr. Seuss book worth of punishments in Parshas Kisavo. The whole Tochacha. So we know what's going to happen. So what happened? Well, how can we change that for this year? That we're going to ask for something, and we're going to receive it in Yirtzeh Hashem if everything goes well, and that we should be happy that we received it. That we should come out, not in just in the beginning of the year, but as the year progresses, we should be happier and happier, seeing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us what we want. How do we turn our Yemei Adin into a real relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To make it that when he gives us something good like this, like he has every year up until now, we can smile and say thank you so much and appreciate it for the rest of our lives. So I had a Rebbe, Eli Levin, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Shari Tuna for years, and he explained the following. Our experiences in life can fall into two separate categories. They're either things that annoyed or disappointed us, or things that satisfied us. Those are the two categories. If we go into the negative reactions, the things that annoyed or things that disappointed us, you can divide that up into two different categories. There are things that annoyed and disappointed us because of things that we seem to have caused by our own actions or mistakes. That's one. Or things that happened independent of our own mistakes. Things that happened throughout the world, call them acts of God, which I had, seemingly, no direct responsibility for. Now, when it's our own deeds, our own mistakes that boomerang against us, then clearly we have no one else but ourselves to blame. There's no question. I did something, I faced the consequence of my action. We're living in America, we don't expect to face the consequences of our actions, but that's something that should be common enough for us to understand. And really, there's no one else to blame. How can we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should have given us something for free? We can't ask for that. We might get used to that, but that's something we can't get angry, bemoan that fact, or get upset about something, a bad day or whatever it is. We know that this is the way our lives are. That's the way it is. And on a whole, I have wonderful brachos throughout my entire life, even though there are a couple things that my own actions caused me to lose out on. Nonetheless, that's me and that's that. On the other hand, let's say, if we're smart, if we learn from our mistakes, we can look at those things that we caused and take them to the next level. Allow them to be a learning experience so that this upcoming year, the next time, I won't do that negative thing. I'll say to myself, look what happened the last time I did that. And therefore, I'm not going to do that this year. It's the cheapest form of education. And it's sad that it has to be done through a patch, or through a Kadosh Baruch Hu throwing something at us, rather than a Kadosh Baruch Hu granting us as a favor. But listen, that's the way people learn. It's also sad that other people have to suffer because of my own misdeeds. Because when I do something wrong and I get punished for it, so it's not just me that's punished, my wife is punished, my kids are punished, my parents are punished, everybody around me, they're all going to get punished. Something happens because of this, and yeah, other people are going to suffer for it, but nonetheless, it can be used as a life lesson. I do X, Y happens, I won't do X again. That's an obvious idea, something that's there. When things are beyond our control, so now something else comes up. It's our reaction to that, our own attitude to those types of things that are happening around us that are absolutely the primary, most important thing that happened. There's nothing I can do. It's beyond my control. If a storm comes and destroys my city, there's nothing that I could have done. Perhaps in the global scheme, maybe I am an important enough person to have caused that storm to go in another direction. But in the basics of human nature, one person is not going to stop an entire storm from coming and destroying a city. And if so, then that was going to happen, so to speak, as an act of God, and not necessarily because of my individual sins. Maybe the whole city had to be punished in that way, and that's the idea behind it. So what do we do? Well, now it's how we react to that situation. If the reaction is one of ultimate disappointment, blaming it on God and saying, God, it was you, you did this. And it's true, it was an act, so to speak, of God. How could I be blamed? This is an Eov Dicker reaction, and it is the wrong reaction for a person to take. It's looking at it and saying, well, mine is going right back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's unfair, and we don't have all the reasons for this. I don't live in Houston, so that didn't happen to me. If I would have made a decision 15 years ago to move to Houston instead of Chicago, that might be happening to me. I made a decision years ago that's a little bit beyond me, but the idea is like this. There's a three-step process of allowing ourselves to stay out of that tailspin, of that, so to speak, losing my emunah for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when it's something that seems to be beyond my control. Step number one, to sweeten our dinim, so to speak. Real-time emunah is real emunah. Meaning, it's easy for me to say right now I believe in God when there's nothing happening and it doesn't seem so bad. Real-time emunah is when things are happening that really face my emunah, where I'm going right up against it, and I still believe in God, and my emunah remains steadfast and strong. That is real emunah. It's a mitzvah, we know what emunah is, but it enhances our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It allows us to become closer by understanding where we need to go and what we need to do. When something like this happens, it is an opportunity. Again, I don't want to downplay Yisurin and bad things that happen, but it is an opportunity for growth. That's not only reason why it's there, but it is a main reason why you're involved. I didn't sin, and etc. But on the other hand, this is my opportunity. This is my nisayon. Something can happen from it. That already is a rewarding experience. But secondly, you have to realize that if it was given to you, you can deal with it. Keep it in proportion and go on with life. It's bad. There are bad things that are happening. But if a person allows himself to get depressed from it, if he brings himself down and he just loses himself from it, then you're completely gone. Then you lost everything. And that is your choice in all this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may have given you a punishment that you feel you don't deserve. Whether you do or not, okay, let's say you feel you don't deserve it. At the end of the day, your choice now is, how are you going to react to this? Are you going to be okay with it or not? The first one is having that emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And number two, allowing yourself not only to equip yourself with it, but to say to yourself, realizing you can deal with it. A nisayon is only given to you when you can pass that nisayon. A test is only a test when there's a possibility of pass or fail. It could be that he tried to get us this test in a different way. He tried sweetening it for us. and he tried giving us a message in some other way. And it didn't work. It didn't happen. And here's how he's doing it now. It's a wake-up call. The realization that that's true. Just thinking about that as something being true already sweetens the din. And thirdly, you have to remember that it is 100% good for you at the end of the day. At the time, it's not. And you can't understand it that way. But at the end, it is good for you. Even if it is inevitable that we're going to commit sins and we're going to have things in the future, it's much better to be cleansed in this world than the next. To be able to consider this world as our temporary abode, someplace that's leading us into something greater, is always a greater gift. That attitude is sweetening the din that we're experiencing. It's allowing the din to become a bracha, to the point where the great, great tzaddikim could make a baruch atova meitiv, even when something bad happens. We're not required to do that. We're not able to do such a thing, but to use that as an atonement to be able to go through. So again, two different ways. Something that I did, where I immediately experience something that I did wrong and I'll know not to do it in the future, and something that I didn't necessarily do, an act of God that affected more than just me. And then the attitude is, emuna, allowing myself to understand, I can do this, I can get past this. And number three, to accept that this is what we deserve, what we need for our growth. This is a good thing in a different way. If we live our everyday lives on this level, I don't mean the major things. I mean our everyday lives. But something just silly happens. You forgot this at home and you know, how are you going to go through the day without it? I can't believe it. You sit there and you lost something. There's a hole in your pocket. You lost something that you really needed and it fell through your pocket. If you have that with your little time experiences, the re'e ve'anyenu type of experiences that you have in your life, you're going to live a happier, more fulfilled life. If you go through these things thinking, listen, I have a emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed this to happen. I don't know if this isn't it. I'm going to use this as an opportunity for growth. If you have that, everything becomes sweetened. Your whole din, anything that happens in life, it's an upward mobile cycle. That's the concept of what can be if, again, used in the proper idea. But there's another event in life. And the other event is good. The things that went right. Now in that, you'd say to me, you'd look at it and you'd say, well, the things that went right, what's the problem? Those are not the things I'm having an issue with. The issues I'm having are because bad things are happening. But when things go right, I don't think anything. I don't think anything at all. I just let it go on. And right there is the problem. Right there. We don't think when those good things happen. We don't think that when our pockets don't have a hole in them, and everything I have in my pocket is there. I had $200 that someone gave me for the upcoming trip in my pocket. And I didn't think to myself this morning, it is a bracha that I didn't lose it. Two loose $100 bills in my pocket. I was taking my jacket off and hanging it on top of chairs. At any moment, those $200 bills, two $100 bills could have fallen out and they could have just fought. Somebody else could have picked them up. And not only would I have lost the $200, it's not even mine, it's tzedakah money. So I would have taken that $200, I would have had to pay it back. And it didn't happen. It didn't. So what's my reaction? My reaction is, well, yeah, it shouldn't have happened. Baruch Hashem. But here, there are two categories that you could put this into. The same basic ideas. Either things that were successful that because I did something right, and I'm being rewarded, our decisions, our actions that we do lead to the right thing happening. Or number two, these opportunities were grants from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, presents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. I did not deserve it, and I know that I didn't do enough good on that day to deserve that gift that I ended up getting. Those are the two ways to divide them down. Regarding the first category, there is absolutely nothing wrong with patting yourself a little bit on the back and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did something good, I got back. That is the way that the Torah describes it. In the beginning of Shishi, before the Tochacha starts, at the end of Chamishi, we are talking about such things. We are granted good things because of the good things that we do. That makes sense. It goes through. It is a great correlation. That is not anything to go through. The idea is that if you act smart, if you are smart, then you'll benefit from the consequences. That makes a lot of sense, and that's a great thing. But after you celebrate your successes, after you do such a thing, That's when you daven and you say modim with a little bit of extra fervor. Just a little bit. You thank you. You did. You were in charge. You did something right. You're rewarded. That's great. You did do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still involved. And we have to remember that. So even though we do, we say to ourselves, thank you, Tzvi Zimmerman, for doing this. Then I get up from my Shemona Esrei and say, and thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because yeah, I did what the Torah says. I did get rewarded because of what I got, because of something that I did. But you were in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're here. There's something that's involved. That's when it's something like that. You thank Hashem for just giving you the seichel, the abilities to do what you did, so that you are not the only person involved here. Acknowledge that there's a higher power. There were plenty of ways for this to go about. It didn't have to be necessarily this way. And there was siyata dishmaya. That's the important point. Siyata dishmaya, to bring you to the place where you could do those mitzvos and where you got rewarded for those mitzvos. That's the idea. Recognize it and you bask in it and you realize this is it. This is something that I got. And obviously, this is even more true regarding the thousands, if not millions, of miracles that happen to us daily, weekly, monthly, that we do not deserve at all, that we have no shaychus to, that it's not because I did a mitzvah, I barely did anything at all, we're just being rewarded. Actively acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us gifts that we don't deserve constantly, to constantly think about such a thing. He loves us. He loves us. And like any other parent that would want anything for their child, that when they're sitting in a store and they see things there, they think to themselves, what can I bring my kid home? What would make my son or my daughter happy? What can I do right now? The same way you think that way as a parent, or that your parents think that way about you, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considering you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting you presents. He's buying. At the same time when he's looking around, he's finding extra little things and throwing them down to you. Our attitude, our thought process has to be a thought process of here's what we have, here's what we're going through. Imagine the frustration. Just imagine the frustration of a husband who goes and gets his wife a beautiful, beautiful new diamond necklace. And she takes a look at it. She says, nice, thank you, honey. And then puts it to the side. Where's the thank you? Where's the accepting of the goodness over here? It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs your thanks the same way that the husband doesn't need her thanks. It's not necessary. It's just the way of the world. This is the way it should be. It's for us. Where is our acknowledgement of a present that we didn't deserve? So what do? So every day in Modim, every single day in Modim, we should be sitting there and saying, we're given an opportunity 3 times a day to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much for letting us eat, for letting us daven, for letting us sit, for letting us be, just giving us our lives, where things are going so well, where things are going perfectly for us. Yes, there are issues. Okay, that's... But to just to feel back, to try to give back, to feel every breeze, kiviyachol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you. That's the feeling. Take it as like a personal regards from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying hello to you. He's giving you a Shalom Aleichem by giving you what you need. And if a person does this, then everything in life, everything, your daily life is all about recognizing and thanking. Realizing what these punishments are there for and realizing that these rewards are pure rewards from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether I'm involved in both cases or not involved. When a person is daily involved in the things that happen to him, when he's thinking this way 3 times a day, during a Shacharis, during a Mincha, during a Maariv, about all these things, it changes him. That means Rosh Hashanah is different, because Rosh Hashanah is just a follow-up on all that. A Rosh Hashanah is sort of like a combination of everything together to allow these things to be done correctly. That is a tremendous bracha. When a person does that correctly, that changes your life, but especially when it comes to your Yemei Adin. Your whole Yemei Adin become a day of Yemei Rachamim. What it becomes, what it translates into. And that's the thought process. The style over here is purely Rabbi Levin's style. Some of the words that I've used are Rabbi Levin's words. But the idea, the concept, this is the simplest thing in the world. I said nothing here that should be a chiddush. There's nothing here that anybody should say, I've never heard such a thing before. It should be zocha to be able to understand this and to repeat it and to say it to ourselves again and again and again. Hey, got a big couple weeks coming up. Have a good week, everyone.